shine through the dim and point me to the skies. That goes good with this morning's message. Amen. Looking to heaven. Romans chapter 10 is where we're going to start tonight. Romans chapter 10. Verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for salvation, and dear God, for the part that you have allowed us to have in spreading the gospel and looking to you to save souls, to change lives, to convict people, God, to support missionaries. Father, how blessed we are. And we thank you for that, Lord. We know that all victories come by your grace, and we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. And Father, we thank you and praise you for that. And Lord, I need the filling of your Spirit tonight to minister the word, and just to share these letters, Father, with your church tonight. And so I pray that you'd help me in that. And bless those working in the nursery, Father, and fill with thy Spirit. Bless the word received this morning. Might children and adults alike take that which has been given. Allow your Spirit to work in our hearts. Might we find something to meditate upon, not only from the lessons and messages today, but from our daily devotions, daily, each week, something to meditate upon during the day. Dear God, that our hearts might be tuned to your grace and to your will. And Father, draw your church closer to you tonight. Help our missionaries, we pray. Bless as we would read the letters to follow. And we thank you for many blessings today. And we do pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. A thought had come to me as I pondered an opening passage to share before I read the missionary letters. And I thought about this section I just read in Romans chapter 10. And you know, there are different theological systems. People believe certain ways. And they begin stating things. Well, what happens to people that never hear? What happens to them? Well, I listen to some on the radio that say, and some of them are lose your salvation people. Well, they'll have another chance in some sense. They'll get to hear, you know, they'll die, and some way they'll have another chance to believe they haven't heard. And there's much discussion goes on back and forth theologically, you know, about that, and all kinds of, you know, what about, you know, what if, you know, if I'm told to go and I don't go, what happens to that person? And all this kind of discussion. I had somebody once tell me that what if God doesn't need missionaries? God can save any way he wants to. And I think about all these theological discussions that go on. And a simple thought came to my mind as I was thinking about this. What right do we have to discuss the issue? Didn't God tell us how it works? How shall, what did we just read there in Romans chapter 10? Whosoever shall call upon him shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Are not those rhetorical questions? Isn't God telling us, don't try and stop and think about another way. This is the way I have it right here. And we read that.
What right do we have we to even sit down and have our elevated theological discussions about what God hasn't said? He said the heathen are lost, they're going to hell, they need a preacher. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Now shall they what? Preach except they be sent. Well, that'll be okay if we don't send them. Where'd you see that at? Amen. What right do we have to play intellectuals and sit around and just discuss what is vain, what God hasn't showed us? God says, listen, I have chosen to say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And by the way, when they call, they're going to have to hear the gospel. And to hear the gospel, they need a preacher. And to have a preacher, they need to be sent. Now quit your discussions outside that, amen? And get busy doing God's work. And that just impressed upon my heart how much time, even people maybe that aren't aware of it, but that are good Christians, waste pondering things God pretty much has said, don't worry about it. I've told you how I work. I've told you what your responsibilities are. Now, go do what I've called you to do. And that simple thought, no extra charge tonight, but it was just heavy on my heart as I pondered that. And I'm thankful for missionaries, amen? And I'm thankful for faithful missionaries God's given us to support. And we'll be okay with the recording tonight, Brother Dennis. So we have I have a letter, first of all, from the Talkington family in Germany. And this is May letter, the latest one that I have. We are thankful in Germany. Dear prayer friends, we are thankful in Germany for the manifold blessings of our Savior. With the help of the Lord, we were able to attain a new attendance record for our church of 29 precious souls, including children, for our Easter 2018 services. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he has some, I'll put these back there. He's got some pictures on here and such. The attendance included 5 first-time visitors. 11 other folks were willing to come, but were unable due to lingering respiratory illnesses. Oftentimes, it's people who are struggling that are interested in God and spiritual things. They want to come, but many of them can't, and we see that. We are praying for the day when we will be filled to capacity. We have 40 chairs, and when through the intervention of the Holy Spirit and the preaching of the Word of God, that all of these folks will be converted. Amen. I preached a message on the truth behind the resurrection of Christ and how the risen Savior, through faith in Him, can change people's lives. After the Easter services, we had a fellowship meal. Although we have enough chairs to accommodate more folks for the services themselves, we are going to have to invest in a few more tables in order to be able to expand the amount of folks who can enjoy such a meal with us. Again, we wish to extend our thanks to the Lord and to all of you for making the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ to these folks possible. I'm thankful that we were able to support some beautiful feet, amen, and they're taking the gospel. In this past quarter, we've had 3 first-time visitors, separate from our Easter services, who heard about us as a result of our tract ministry. The first one was a lady named Cassell. According to her testimony, we sat down after services and spoke to her for about an hour. According to her testimony, she was saved 16 years ago through the ministry of another American missionary in a different part of Germany. Apparently, that missionary returned to the U.S. about 5 years after her salvation. She eventually moved to Neckarsulm area and began attending services at a church here. She said that she was looking for another church now because the one she had been attending had become too large and impersonal. In addition, she said that the church had compromised recently on the issue of music in order to bring in more people, and she didn't believe this new music was God-honoring. 2 weeks later, we received 2 more first-time visitors, Stefan and Dagmar. They have been attending services for about a month now. We will fill you in on more about them in our next prayer letter. In the pictures that he gives, that talks about these pictures of the kids' basketball team that he's coaching there, and he gives some pictures of that, gives some photos there, and your servants in Christ, the Talkington family, and I'll put this back on the table back there.
So praise the Lord. Let's pray for the talking tents. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Brother Ryan, Sister Hilda, talking tent, and dear God, we just pray for them. Heavenly Father, we ask that you'd continue to help them and bless them, help them with the health issues they struggle with. I thank you, God, for giving them the strength to be faithful there. We do thank you for the visitors that have come, and I know they're rejoicing. For a long time, they met in their apartment, dear God, and only a few folks could come, and many did not know where they met because it wasn't a public place, and it was difficult for years, dear God. And now you've given them this public place, and given them even 29 people to come Easter. What a blessing, Heavenly Father. We pray these would continue to come and grow in the grace and knowledge of you, and give these dear servants grace to continue and help them, Lord, in a special way, I pray. And Father, we do ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we're thankful for the talking tents. Then I have one from the Rogers family in Brazil. They write to the church. We are so thankful for those of you back in the United States that support us monthly by your financial and prayer support. Even as I sit here writing this letter, I received an email from a church in Idaho who added us to their missions family. Amen. Lord is good, and what a tremendous blessing it is to be able to minister in the lives of these dear folks here in Brazil on your behalf. Amen. We're laborers together, right? We're so happy that we are reaping the blessings from the harvest field together with you. Amen. On Easter Sunday, we had lunch on the grounds for those who participated in the morning service. What a blessed time of fellowship we had with our people and many new visitors. Since then, some of those that visited during our Sunday school hour have been coming back every Sunday morning. Amen. Now we have the wonderful problem of running out of room for classes. We thank you for praying as we have been working hard at rebuilding the Sunday school departments. They had dropped down when they came back on furlough, remember? The children's class meets in the room that will eventually be the kitchen. They're meeting in this new building that they're building. Try doing that here before it's finished. And the teen class meets in the future men's bathroom. Okay. We're looking forward to building two classrooms upstairs in the future. We were able to add another wall to the building this past month, and we are excited that there is now only one more wall to be completed so the church will be totally enclosed. Amen. It is such a blessing to have these types of problems. We are excited to see how God will transform the lives of the people who come to hear the preaching of his word and the Bible at the Bible Baptist Church. Amen. And good to hear little Isaiah's first rejoicing in the church. Amen. All right. He says, we are so excited that through the sacrificial giving of many, we're able to purchase a vehicle for our family ministry. Amen. We've been using it already to bring children and adults to all the services. We'd like to thank those that helped with this great need. It has been a great addition to our ministry, and we are so grateful to the Lord for his bountiful blessings. Amen. Our teen group is going strong. Even though we have not seen an increase in numbers, every Saturday evening we have a teen service with a Bible quiz and activities to follow. For the first time, we're able to invite another like-minded work that is being established about 40 minutes away to join us. What an encouragement it is to see these young people who had little or no Bible knowledge spiritually increase in the knowledge of the Word. Amen. The teens are also preparing very hard as they will be responsible for a Mother's Day presentation and banquet that will be held on Sunday night. I almost don't know what to do with myself as they will be taking care of every aspect of the service. Amen. All I must do is show up, preach, and eat. That's the next two exclamation points after that. We're grateful for the lives of these young people as they serve the Lord. Please pray for them, as some of them are making personal decisions to separate themselves to the Lord and to live lives that will please him. Amen. I would like to leave you with a list of names of those who are attending services and need to be saved. Their minds are truly blinded to the spiritual light of salvation, but we are anticipating the day of their salvation. Please pray for Charles and Fania, who have recently started visiting. I have been able to start holding Bible studies with them in their home. They both come from very rough backgrounds, but we are praying that the Lord will take care of all those things once they give their lives to Him. Please also pray for the salvation of Leandro and his wife, Dana, Jair, Lucia, Marta, and Claudia are others also to pray for. So we'll pray for the Rogers at this time for these that have been mentioned. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the Rogers, for their faithful labors there in Jiparaná. And we pray you continue to bless them. Thank you for giving them a good furlough and providing for their way and return to the work there. For the rebuilding of the Sunday school classes, Father, that had kind of dwindled. And we thank you to hear that they're back and full again. And pray for continued growth there, Father. Help the teens to continue to grow. And not only spiritually, but also numerically, Father, to reach others and help them in that way, dear God. We pray for Charles and Fania for their salvation, Father, that you'd work in their hearts and that they would see their need for you and be saved. We pray also for Leandro and his wife, Dana, for Jair, Lucia, Marta, and Claudia, and that they would give their lives to you. And Father, they may know the blessing of just knowing you. God, the greatest blessings in life are not the blessings, but knowing the blesser, knowing the one who loves us most, knowing the one who we'll be with for all eternity if we'll but trust your Son. And oh God, what a blessing. Help these, we pray. Thank you for the Rogers. Be with them. Keep them safe as they're in an area with much violence around them. And yet these years you've kept them safe and watched over them. Father, we thank you for that. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. And I have one here from the Weimers. And his son William is actually writing this letter. And says, "Hello from Iceland. I am William Weimer, 19. I am studying online at Virginia Baptist College in order to prepare for and eventually join the ministry. Because I believe that God has called me into the ministry, specifically as a missionary." Amen. My father suggested that I write this prayer letter. So, amen. Summer Camp 2018. Live the life. Camp this year will be focused on teaching about the importance of life choices, understanding that you will be somewhere forever, deciding to make your life have an impact on others, understanding that knowing God and making Him known to others is truly life. Well, that says a lot, doesn't it? Knowing God and making Him known to others is truly life. Please prayerfully consider sponsoring a child to go to camp. The cost is $150 per child, and we expect 40 children and 15 staffers to attend camp. Our camp is a traditional 6-day camp from Monday through Saturday, July 23rd through 28th. Please pray. From experience, I can firmly state that this time of year is when we see a majority of children trust Christ. Unfortunately, it is also one of the most stressful times of year. Satan constantly tries and is trying to disrupt the work that God will do during summer camp. Please pray that God would give wisdom, patience, and encouragement to those who are involved or will be involved in this truly life-changing outreach. Amen. International English Ministry. Would somebody get me a glass of water? My mouth is dried up. Thank you. So about 5 people all get ready to go up at one time. What a blessing. I can't drink that much water, though. So.
I was going to get one for
me. Oh, Brother Charles, I need one for you. Okay. Amen. Thank you, Brother Brian. All right. Please pray. It's a stressful, it is a blessed time of the year. It's a stressful time of the year as Satan camp, as Satan constantly tries and is trying to disrupt the work that God will do during the summer camp. Priests pray that God will give wisdom, patience, encouragement to those who are involved and will be involved in this life-changing outreach. The International English Ministry, he talks about a picture of it to the right there. He says, we have recently seen an increase in the attendance level of this service. Part of this increase is due to a substantial number of attendees who now commute for 30 minutes from the capital every Sunday. Amen. In fact, a young man from Haiti, one of these commuters, trusted Christ this past Sunday. That was 5:13. This ministry has also increased because one of our members recently got married. Brother Paul from Poland, who has been attending our church for nearly a year, married Mrs. Swilwia. How would you pronounce that? Swia. This past month. Pray that God would protect their new family as they are an example to the entire country of Iceland as to a godly marriage and family. While God has clearly been blessing the international ministry, it has some issues, specifically in the area of communication. Please pray that these foreigners who have language difficulties will understand the messages being preached. Amen. Children's ministry. Since God provided our church with a bus, we have seen well over a huge increase in child attendance. Part of that increase includes kindergartners, which are taught by Bartomy. She's one who's been coming since she was a kindergartner, pretty much, and now she's teaching kindergartners. One of our most faithful church members. And my brother Clayton, he's also teaching. For those of you who sacrificed in order for us to have a church vehicle, thank you. You have no idea what an amazing impact the bus has had on our ministry. Amen. So praise the Lord. Let's pray for them in regards to these things. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Weimers. I thank you for their faithful service there in Iceland. I thank you that you would love them enough there to send them a missionary. Though that land has been under Lutheranism since its founding, dear God, that they might have the truth, the light shine forth. That you would begin that work even with children and see it grow to where the light is getting brighter and brighter, dear God. And Father, I pray you continue to work in that special and powerful way. Bless the camp, provide all that they need for that. We pray that the souls would be saved, lives would be changed. Continue to give strength for those that are growing. We thank you for the adults that are coming. Lord, keep working on their hearts, keep them faithful. Give Brother Pat and Sister Vicki strength as they see their children grow and now are prepared to serve you and in whatever, wherever field you may call them, dear God. They've served you faithfully there. They've been trained in the Word and been transformed by the Word, dear God. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for that. Pray you continue to bless them and help them in a great and powerful way. Thank you for the Weimers. And we pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then we have one more. I read the Rogers already. About 5 till. I think maybe I'll stop there. And that's all the supporting letters we have. And we'll maybe quit a little bit early tonight. I wanted to share with you a testimony. The kids probably wouldn't mind if I shared about Elijah with it. Got a call from the other night from Elijah Cook, 5-year-old. And he told me he got saved and trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior. And what a blessing. But I want to share with you the details behind that. It really moved my heart. And as I was thinking about that, and I'll be looking at my wife to try to help make sure I get these things right. So this is second or third hand. Rebecca explained it to my wife. My wife, you explained it to me. All right. So you'll get the gist of it, okay? There may be a few details wrong. But from what I understand, Rebecca was having one of her usual days at home, serving the Lord, caring for her children, homeschooling. And we have those in here know what that's like. Amen. And it's a faithful ministry, by the way.
and children are a heritage of the Lord. Amen. And of course they have been they're preparing for the mission field. So not only is God involved, who else is involved? Satan's involved, and he's always resisting. So there's always going to be struggles when you're trying to do God's will. But God always gives a victory. Amen. Well, she's going through, and Michael was, I think it was Michael, maybe misbehaved when he was doing something,
and they all took turns.
It may have to do with Daddy being away so much. They don't see him much these days. There's a lot going on in the family, so the devil's going to stir those things up, you know, and try to disrupt things. And so Rebecca proceeded to take Michael, or whichever one it was, upstairs for the discipline that needed to follow the disobedience. And she noticed that Elijah was following behind her and crying. And that's not like Elijah. I mean, they have a usual plan whereby the way they discipline the kids, whatever it might be, and that always takes place. And this was not like Elijah. And she's wondering, you know, why is he being so upset? That Michael's getting disciplined. This is not like him. So she took care of that, and then she went to discuss with Elijah what his problem was, and why he was so upset. And what he told his mommy was that he wanted Jesus to save him. He didn't want to go to hell for his sins. He wanted Jesus to save him from hell, and he was crying about that. And you know, and so we speculate, well, maybe it was for the first time he realized how many times these disciplines have taken place, how many times he's heard about sin, and he recognized he's had to been disciplined too. And God helped him at 5 years old put the two and two together. I'm a sinner. I get disciplined because I sin. I don't want to go to hell because of my sin. And he told Mama he wanted Jesus to come into his heart and forgive him. And so they prayed, and he received Jesus as his Savior. So, yes, honey?
He actually prayed by himself.
Oh, okay.
In the hallway while she was in the room, and when she came out, he said, Mommy, I have something I want to tell you. And so they were walking down the hallway. And up to that point, Elijah would not acknowledge that he had sinned. And they, of course, they don't push it. They let the Lord do the work in the Holy Spirit. But he, at that moment, he realized that he was a sinner as well.
Yes.
And he told me, and he told you the same way, because he told me when I was up there.
Yeah.
And then he called and he told Papa. But he said it the same way both times.
Yeah.
I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins so I would not go to hell.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
He put it
That's
all.
That's why I brought her in that. Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go. And I thought, what a blessing. What a blessing. I always think of Brother Dennis's and Sister Pat's niece or nephew. Was Aubrey or Amelia? Which one was it?
It was Rebecca.
Rebecca. Okay.
Carrie's
just
little girl.
Carrie's little girl in the back of the car just crying. And they, well, what's, what do you, what, you, just a little girl. What are you crying for? I want to be, and so she shared with him.
He had to pull over
in traffic, and this little child wanted to be saved, given of her sins. Except you be converted, become as little children, you shall no wise enter in the kingdom of God. I tell you, I'm so glad that God made it simple, amen. And time we just do what the Bible clearly says, amen, and quit worrying about what it doesn't say. How about we do that? You know, we'd be a whole lot more useful to God, you know, if we would do that. And I thank the Lord for that. You know, was that thing sincere? You know, I don't know. You know, if he's saved, the fruits will they'll come forth. You know, and God will show that. God will help him understand that. But certainly in a situation like that, you're gonna you know, begin to treat him and as one who's saved. And if otherwise is true, God will show that, you know, and that'll come forth. Amen. So I'm so thankful for that. And we continue to pray. I know we all have lost loved ones that need to come into the fold. Isn't it so encouraging how it's so wonderful how easily children can get saved? But it's very sobering. The older we get, what happens? We get settled in our way. It's kind of like, you know, how some of us were feeling a little stiff, you know, and then we can't quite move. The brain can still run just as fast as, you know, I ever did, you know. But when you try it once with the body, then there's an argument between the brain and the body. You know, what did you do that to me for, you know? And
But we get set in our ways. We get a little stiff. And it's the same way spiritually. You know, the longer we hear and don't receive, we get a little stiff. We get a little hardened. And not that God can save anybody at any time. But our response is what? What we're supposed to do is get saved when we hear it. Amen? And as far as we can read the Bible, we're supposed to get saved when we hear it. And then trust the Lord for that. Amen. Well, let's pray. We'll be done for tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you for salvation in Christ. Dear God, what would this world be if it really was what the evolutionists say it is? God, it would be far worse than it is even now. Father, because if that were true, we wouldn't have any spirit. No one would be hearing my prayers right now. But God, none of that's true. You're a living, a holy, and almighty God. And you have given your Son, who right now is by your side, bearing the scars that he bore for me and each one in here. And he is alive, and your word is true. And Lord Jesus, you're coming again. And I thank you, and I praise you for that. And I thank you for every soul that has trusted you. I thank you for little Elijah trusting you as Savior. For these that we've read about in the missionary letters who've trusted you. For these who yet need to trust you and our loved ones, Father. Help us to never cease to pray for them, God, to ever put them before you. And as often as you give us opportunity, and as often as we could speak the truth through your love, dear God, might you help us to share that blessed message. We do pray for Olivia, Father, that this message might sink into her heart. Father, what she's learned heretofore has been mixed with works. Dear God, then there's some confusion there, so I pray that you'd help there. We pray for Nelson also and help him. Dear God, we pray that you'd work through this trial in his life, that which he needs. And Father, you know what that is, and as you do in each one of our lives. And so, Father, we commit these things to you. We thank you for our missionaries. Bless and strengthen each one. We thank you that you have been so faithful to bless us that we've not had to miss a check for any of our missionaries since we've begun supporting them, but have been able to even raise their support and take on another this past missionary conference. And we're so thankful for that. Continue to bless us and help us to be faithful in what you call us to. And we do pray and we do ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.